The Department of Public Safety is not planning to fill the vacancy left last month by Wrangell's former wildlife trooper, Scott Bjork. That makes Wrangell the only community in Southeast Alaska to lose such a position to upcoming state budget cuts. In addition to state trooper credentials, Alaska wildlife troopers are trained to identify and investigate hunting, fishing, and trapping crimes. The wildlife trooper stationed in Wrangell has also participated in search and rescue operations and assisted in investigations by other law enforcement agencies. Wrangell Borough Manager Jeff Jaybush is asking state officials to reinstate the position.
The Stikine River is an international waterway. Although the Petersburg person could do it, it's in our borough. It would be more logical for that person to be stationed in Wrangell to be an enforcement officer up there. Wrangell is has an active hunting and fishing lifestyle, and certainly to be sure that state laws are being adhered to, it's important to have a trooper presence here.
Lieutenant Jonathan Streifel is the deputy commander for wildlife troopers in Southeast Alaska. He says troopers from Petersburg, Juneau, and Ketchikan will be sent to Wrangell during seasons with peak hunting and fishing activity. Streifel says the area will be covered, even if a permanent trooper isn't based in the community. But Wrangell Borough Assembly member David Powell says that's not enough.
I know Mark said that Petersburg's covering us, but I've lived here all my life, and when we didn't have a trooper, he'd be here maybe once or twice a year. So, I mean, it's not really a cover, to be honest with you. I feel 100% with Steve saying that we need to have this position filled here.
Assemblymember Stephen Persunka says the trooper has made it easier for Wrangell to get state authorization for search and rescue operations. He says having easy access to a search and rescue mission number ensures the state will pick up the tab for that mission.
Having a state trooper in our community allows us to communicate directly with him. He knows us, he knows the river, he knows the players involved, and we have a great deal of success getting that number. It adds another layer to it.
Wrangell's wildlife trooper also had access to a boat and other rescue equipment that can't be used if a trooper isn't present. Persunka also sees the loss of the trooper as an issue of keeping jobs in Wrangell.
And we're just seeing cuts to professional positions happening over and over again. And each one of those professional positions or positions in our community bring kids, they buy groceries, they go get outboards, and I think we need to fight to keep everything.
Governor Bill Walker has proposed an $8 million cut to the Department of Public Safety budget. Three more wildlife trooper positions across the state have been cut. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.